Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday. It's November the 9th, and we have our young historian, Henry Atkinson, with us. Welcome to Radio. Actually, you're not that young anymore now, are you? But I go back many years with Henry when you were on the Kids Corner with Uncle James, I guess. And you were, what, 7 or 8 years old?
Mm-hmm,
six
right.
or seven years old. And this kid used to spew mountains of information like a computer. And we were all astounded of how you knew all of these facts in history. It's 7 years old, and you've continued doing it. What are you now, 26?
26.
Yeah, so almost 20 years. But we're talking about Veterans Day. Today is not Veterans Day. Veterans Day is coming up on Friday.
Right.
It is not one of the Monday holidays.
No.
Was it ever a Monday holiday?
Yes. For 7 years, this is an idea to boost business. A lot of major holidays were moved to Mondays.
Right.
To make 3-day weekends. Well, veterans really did not like that. They didn't like having Veterans Day because it was disassociated from, you know, the very purpose, you know.
Right.
Which was the armistice of World War I. That's why we have it on November 11th.
So that's when World War I ended.
Right.
On November 11th.
Correct.
And Congress decided that they were going to move the ending of World War I to a Monday and have a Monday holiday.
Pretty much. The veterans didn't really like that.
Well, how did the veterans get the congressmen to listen?
Well, I was going to say there were a lot of veterans, especially in the 1970s, who voted. And so the congressmen liked to get reelected. So,
was it 1970?
1971 is when they moved it, and 78 is when they moved it back.
Okay, because there was a big outcry on that.
Right.
And rightly so. It should be on the day.
Yeah.
But Veterans Day, okay, when did they change the name? It used to be, if you're my age, I know you don't remember it. You're too young. It used to be called Armistice Day. Mm-hmm. And I remember as a child, my mother and father would buy these poppies. And you would wear poppies on your lapel in commemoration of Armistice Day. When did the name change from Armistice Day to Veterans Day?
1954. And the year before that, there had been this movement to change it to Veterans Day. This guy who had been involved with the American War Dads during World War II thought it would be a good way to honor, especially World War II veterans and veterans of all wars. And so he pushed it through his congressman, and eventually it went through the Congress, and President Eisenhower signed it in 1954, and that's when it became official.
So then it was still commemorating the end of World War I, but it changed the name to Veterans Day, so it was an honor to all veterans who served in the armed
Correct.
Forces. And that was President Eisenhower
uh-huh.
who did that.
Very, very appropriate.
Yeah. What are some of the other facts that people may not realize dealing with Veterans Day?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, back when it was called Armistice Day, it didn't become a legal holiday until 1938. So that's when it became a legal holiday. Before that, it had been unofficially celebrated since the year after World War I.
Which was?
The war ended in 1918, so 1919 is when the first celebration.
So it was almost 20 years mm-hmm. before it became an official holiday. What did it take for that act of Congress to make it official holiday?
Well, I mean, one thing I think that pushed Congress to do it was during the 30s, there was a lot of regret about World War I, and it was a big political issue during the time. So I think that's one of the things that pushed Congress to finally make it a legal holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, regardless of where one stood on retrospectively on World War I, you know, there was an honoring of the veterans.
Right.
That
okay.
they did agree
so
on.
So it became a legal holiday
in 1938.
November 11th, 1938.
Mm-hmm.
It was Armistice Day until
1954.
Then it mm-hmm. became Veterans Day. Has there been any, besides the Monday holiday change, has there been anything else that's changed it between 1954 and now?
Not really. I mean, I think one thing that's different in terms of our culture is that you have more and more World War II veterans dying. Mm-hmm. And that changes, I think, how we celebrate the holiday. I mean, when there were more World War II veterans alive, I think a lot of people understood the holiday better because they had served.
Yeah. And you know what I think is so important about setting a particular day aside to honor veterans is we really don't stop and think about all of the privileges that we have. We take for granted. But there are people who have given up their lives so that we can have these privileges that we take for granted. Just the fact that we can speak our mind. We don't agree with one political figure, and even though they don't want us to speak our mind all the time, we can speak our mind, and we're not going to go to jail for that. I think it's important to sit down and just really put some serious thought into the fact that there is one day that is set aside to honor these wonderful men and women who sacrifice so much for us.
I absolutely agree.
Is there? I'm sure there is a website that you can go to get more information about all of this.
Yes, if you go to va.gov, mm-hmm. that's va.gov. There are plenty. That's the Veterans Affairs website.
Yeah.
You know, you can. There's all kinds of things about the history of Veterans Day. Also, if you just Google Veterans Day, all kinds of great links come up.
Yeah, and if you know a veteran, it might be kind of nice to do something special for them this coming Friday. If nothing else, just say thank you. Thank you for the sacrifice that they made. Now, the banks are not open?
Are not open, that's correct.
Oh, I was going to let you say that.
Yeah, right.
The banks are not open.
Are not open.
And what about mail delivery?
Mail is not delivered.
Today?
Today.
No, not today. On Friday.
Friday.
Okay, this isn't Veterans Day. Today is Wednesday, November the 9th. Veterans Day is Friday. So the banks will not be open on Friday, and there should be no mail delivery
on
Friday. But what about schools?
Check your local schools.
Okay. That's kind of like...
Is that a cop-out? Yes.
Okay. So, but I think it's safe to say that most of the schools and all the businesses should be open.
Most of them are open.
Okay. Yeah. So again, the website for more information is...
VA.gov or Google Veterans Day.
Okay. Henry Atkinson, thank you so much for coming by. It's always a pleasure visiting with you.
Thank you for having
me. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about MU's United Way. Coming along there. We want to remind you our show is directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator is Uncle James Mauser. And if you have any suggestions or ideas about something you'd like to hear, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. And you can watch this program or listen to it again or watch it as many times as you want. Go to kbia.org, click on programs, then click on Paul Pepper. Sign up for a vodcast or a podcast. Follow us on Twitter and go to Facebook and like us. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.